From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Data from the Aerial Moose Survey just completed indicate that the downward trend in the statewide moose population continues, even though there has been no statistical change in the population during the past few years. Results of the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources' annual aerial moose survey place the 2015 statewide moose population estimate at 3,450. This compares with estimates of 4,350 in 2014 and 2,760 in 2013. Overall, the number of moose is down approximately 60% from the 2006 estimate of 8,840. This year, 11% of collared adult moose died as compared to 21% last year. Although adult mortality was slightly lower, the number of calves that survived to their first year has been low, indicating the population will likely continue to decline in the foreseeable future. Final decisions about moose hunting are made after the DNR consults with the affected Chippewa bands in the 1854 treaty ceded territory of northeastern Minnesota. The DNR discontinued moose hunting in 2013 until the population could support a hunt. A federal judge has ruled that a proposed snowmobile route bordering the Boundary Waters Canoe Area will not violate the Wilderness Act. Last Friday's ruling by U.S. District Judge John Thunheim comes after a 9-year battle between snowmobile enthusiasts and environmental groups who claimed the route would disrupt the quiet of the BWCAW. The Star Tribune reports Thunheim acknowledged his ruling was a close one, but said the increased sound from snowmobiles would not be significant enough to constitute a violation of the Wilderness Act. The route to be built by the U.S. Forest Service would connect McFarland Lake to the popular ice fishing attraction of South Fowl Lake. Thunheim said the noise would be no louder than a moderate rainfall and would affect only a small portion of the wilderness. Gray wolves in the western Great Lakes region are protected by federal law once more. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is publishing a rule this week designating wolves in Michigan and Wisconsin as endangered and those in Minnesota as threatened. The rule complies with a federal judge's order in December that overruled the agency's earlier decision to revoke wolves' protected status and hand management authority to the states. It means sport hunting and trapping of Great Lakes wolves is no longer permissible. A spokesman says the agency hasn't decided whether to appeal the court ruling. Legislation to overturn it has been introduced in Congress. More than 50 scientists this week signed a letter to Congress saying wolves occupy a small fraction of their former range and still need legal protection. The Cook County Highway Department had been planning to erect as many as 100 reflective chevron signs along curves on the Gunflint Trail. The move did not sit well with many trail residents, especially those on the Gunflint Scenic Byway Committee. It also didn't sit well with the county commissioners. After an appearance at the public comment period prior to Tuesday's board meeting by representatives of the Byway Committee, commissioners added the item to their agenda. After quizzing County Engineer David Betts, the board voted to postpone the project for lack of public input. Commissioner Frank Moe made the motion for moratorium.
And I would ask the board, and I will make the motion that Cook County, we have a moratorium on chevron signs installed on our county roads until the time we have an opportunity for a public input session on it, so that we can actually listen to and take into account a broader range of views on this issue. I wouldn't be comfortable proceeding with this until we actually have heard from more people in our district.
Betts countered by saying it was his personal and professional responsibility to provide for the public's safety on county roads, and while he respected the board's position and would modify the sign plan, he disagreed with the moratorium.
I completely and utterly disagree with this. I can't tell you how much I disagree with this. If we are valuing aesthetics over people's lives,
chevrons are individual yellow reflective squares with a heavy black arrowhead mounted on individual posts that are lined up typically in multiples of 3 to 6 along sharp highway curves. There are already sets of chevrons installed on the last mile of the Gunflint Trail. The highway department planned to install at least another dozen sets from Grand Marais to Trail's End. Over 30 additional sets of multiple signs were also part of the countywide plan, as many as 180 chevrons. 19 of those sets alone were scheduled for the Caribou Trail. Nancy Seaton chairs the Scenic Byway Committee and, in a written statement to the board, said the Gunflint Trail has been determined by the State Historic Preservation Office to be eligible for historic designation. She wrote, quote, "These chevron signs would have a significant negative impact on the character of the Gunflint Trail," unquote. Seaton added that there are already speed and directional signs posted at hills and curves and that additional signs would not necessarily be more effective. Quote, "Do people move to Cook County or visit Cook County so they can feel like they're driving around Eden Prairie? No, they come here to experience nature, to assume responsibility for themselves, to not be accosted by signs and billboards, to see the lake along the road, not the sign in front of the lake along the road," unquote. In the end, the board voted unanimously to place a moratorium on further application for the federal funds available to the Chevron plan until more public input is gathered. Betts said that would lose the funding because, in the meantime, the application deadline would pass. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.